This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Jay Ritchie, the tournament director of the United States Tennis Association National Father and Son Clay Court Championship, and Greg Drysdale, who's the director of tennis at the Cincinnati Tennis Club. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Jay, could you tell us a little bit about the Father-Son Championship?
Yes, the Father-Son Championship is one of four tournaments that the Father-Sons play nationally. There are four tournaments. They play a hard court tournament in La Jolla, California. They play an indoor tournament in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. They play a grass court in Boston, and they play the clay courts here in Cincinnati. And this will be the 43rd year that we have hosted these teams here in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Tennis Club. So we get fathers and sons from all over the country playing here. And the fathers, this is really top-flight tennis. The fathers are former ATP tennis players, many of them, which is American Tennis Professionals Association. They're tennis pros. The sons are NCAA tennis players playing college tennis, or they're high-ranked juniors. So it's really a high level of tennis. We'll have about 32 teams that come here, and they've all played at some of these other events also throughout the year. So it's really a good group of guys and sons that know how to play tennis, and you can really see some exciting tennis.
And you mentioned that our part of the tournament is back-to-back with Boston.
Yes. Because these fathers and sons travel during the summertime, and it's really a vacation for them, they go to Boston, which plays the week before our tournament. So they'll leave Boston and come to Cincinnati.
So fathers and sons playing together, can you tell us a little bit about what the dynamic is as you're watching these pairs that have this kind of relationship?
It is really an interesting dynamic because we have the different age ranges. We'll have sons that are 13, which is unusual to have them. We've had a few in the last couple of years that have been 13 years old. A lot of them 18, 19-year-old, and then some of them are 25. The fathers are in their 45 to 50, some of them even 60 and above now, getting up to those ages. So you see a lot of dynamics. You see a time when the fathers are carrying the sons, and then the time, as the fathers will tell you, as they get older, the sons are carrying the fathers. Mm-hmm. So you see them rooting for each other, calming each other down, psyching each other up. So it's really fun to watch. It's really an interesting dynamic.
And Greg, can you tell us what it'll be like for people to come out to the Cincinnati Tennis Club, what that facility is like, what the experience of watching there is going to be?
Sure will, Kelly. The Cincinnati Tennis Club, if you've never visited it, is in East Walnut Hills. It's a magnificent, historic club. It's been around since 1880. It's been at our location since 1899. So it's 117 years old, same courts, same building. It's glorious. It's magnificent. It just smells like history. It's walking back in time. It's absolutely beautiful. The week of the tournament, it's free admission for the general public to come and watch the father-son tournament. It would be a fantastic way for parents to introduce their kids to the sport of tennis. It's a lifetime sport. It really is tennis on these beautiful clay courts. It's not as nearly as rough on your body as playing on hard courts. You can play on clay all of your life. It's magnificent. It would be a really good time for families to come out and watch the fathers and sons play some fantastic tennis on gorgeous tennis courts.
And you mentioned that it's a kind of an intimate environment. I mean, if people come in, they'll really be able to see what's happening on the court.
Absolutely. If you've ever been to like the Western and Southern, which is a huge ATP Tour event that we have in Cincinnati, it's a fantastic event, all the pros playing. But you sit in massive stadiums. You're quite close to the court, but at the father-son event at CTC, you're literally sitting right next to the court. The players come right up next to you. They sit in benches, and when they change sides of the court, they're literally 5, 6, 8 feet away from you. So you can see really quality tennis right up close, much closer than you could at the Western and Southern event. So it's quality tennis right up close.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
And it's a very professional environment that we have. We have umpires and for umpiring all the matches. We have ball kids for all the remainder of all matches and semis and finals and semifinals. So it looks like you're a professional tournament, but you're watching amateurs, of course.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the sort of schedule from the Thursday to the Sunday, because this is going to be July 21st to 24th.
Yep.
And can you tell us sort of how it'll progress?
Well, on the 21st, on Thursday afternoon, we'll start, and that will be our qualifying event. If we have more than 32 teams entered, then those above 32 will have to play into the tournament of 32. Then on Friday, we start our main draw of the 32 teams, and they will play all day Friday, and then Saturday will be another full day, They play a main draw match, and then if they lose the main draw match, they go into what we call a back draw match. So they'll all be playing tennis all weekend, either in the main draw or the back draw, which is the consolation round, if you think about it that way. So they'll be playing those 2 days, and then Sunday we will have our finals and our semifinals for both the front draw and the back draw match.
Now, we were saying there are 10 courts at the Cincinnati Tennis Club, right? Mm-hmm. And will all 10 of those courts have games going the full weekend?
Yes, they will. And obviously, the most important matches on Sunday will be on the courts that are right up close to the crowd. Mm-hmm. So you'll be right near the final matches on the Sunday.
And I'm hearing from both of you just that this is a great place to bring kids and even can dovetail into some further playing of tennis beyond that weekend. I don't know if you guys want to speak a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we really see this as a way to connect kids with tennis, to come and see the fathers and the sons. We really invite the parents to bring their kids over to the tournament to see how tennis can be a lifelong activity for these fathers and sons. And for parents, it can be for mothers and daughters too. And there are mother and daughter tournaments in USTA. So it can be both. We just happen to have the father-son here. But it's a good way to connect them. And then we want to offer Cincinnati Tennis Club a way for them to come and get really introduced to tennis. So.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking time to come in and talk to us.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you much.
I've been speaking with Jay Ritchie and Greg Drysdale about the upcoming Father and Son Clay Court Championships, which will take place at the Cincinnati Tennis Club July 21st to 24th. Cincinnati Tennis Club will also hold a Junior Tennis Carnival on August 13th for kids ages 4 through 13. Reservations are encouraged. For more information, visit wvxu.org, and we will provide a link to the Cincinnati Tennis Club. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.